Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu signaled to the world from the United Nations on Friday that the multiple conflicts in the Middle East were far from resolved. He vowed Israel would continue to battle Hezbollah in Lebanon and Hamas in the Gaza Strip until total victory. Shortly after he spoke, blast rocked the Lebanese capital, Beirut, and the Israeli military said it had struck Hezbollah's headquarters. Netanyahu said he came to the UN to defend Israel's right to act in Lebanon and Gaza.
I didn't intend to come here this year. My country is at war, fighting for its life. But after I heard the lies and slanders leveled at my country by many of the speakers at this podium, I decided to come here and set the record straight.
Three major Israeli TV channels said Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah was the target of Israel strikes in Beirut. In a statement, the UN Undersecretary General for Peace Operations, Jean-Pierre Lacroix, says there is grave danger if the hostilities between Israel and Hezbollah continue to escalate.
Hell is breaking loose in Lebanon, and we should all be alarmed by the escalation. Both the Lebanese and Israeli populations are in extreme danger, with hundreds dead and thousands injured in recent days alone. Regional security and stability is at risk.
Officials say that Israeli airstrikes in Lebanon have killed more than 700 people this week alone. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Friday continued his push for more U.S. support in the war with Russia, speaking with Republican presidential candidate and former U.S. President Donald Trump, just a day after meeting with U.S. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wodakuswara has this report.
Zelensky admitted he cannot win against Russia before the U.S. presidential election in November.
We understand that after November, we have to decide, and we hope that the strength of the United States will be very strong, and we count on it. That's why I decided to meet with both candidates with all honor to them.
Zelensky met with Vice President Kamala Harris, the Democratic presidential nominee, in Washington Thursday.
I will continue to stand with Ukraine, and I will work to ensure Ukraine prevails in this war.
Without mentioning names, Harris criticized Trump, who often boasts of his relations with Putin. Patsy Wodakuswara, VOA News.
An outspoken veteran politician is set to become Japan's next prime minister. VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Seoul, South Korea.
Though unpopular with many of his colleagues, Shigeru Ishiba secured enough of their support. The ex-defense minister won Friday's ruling party leadership race, assuring he'll become Japan's next prime minister. At stake was the legacy of the late Shinzo Abe, who pushed for a more assertive Japan. His party hopes Ishiba will have more appeal than outgoing Prime Minister Fumio Kishida. Kishida was well-respected abroad, but at home he faced several political scandals and the inability to reverse Japan's slowing economy. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul, South Korea.
The death toll from Hurricane Helene has now reached at least 44. Helene has left an enormous path of destruction across Florida and the entire southeastern U.S. The Category 4 hurricane made landfall Thursday in Florida, snapping trees like twigs, tearing apart homes, and sending rescue crews on desperate and dangerous missions to save people from floodwaters. According to an Associated Press tally Friday, the deaths occurred in the U.S. states of Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. The U.S. has announced an agreement with the Iraqi government to wrap up the military mission in Iraq of an American-led coalition fighting the Islamic State group by next year. U.S. troops are departing some bases that they have long occupied during a two-decade-long military presence in Iraq. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.